Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws dot thepowerherbs.com. 5. I'm your resident herbalist, Bunny Wilson. Hope you had a great day. It is hot, 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 hot here in North Carolina. I'm talking 100 degrees hot. I think it's messing with electronics because we had computer issues today. Anyway, we're so glad to be with you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk is empower you, the listener. And thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio Network. I got a great show. Frank's got a great show. Our engineer is right here with us. And we're going to be talking about the biological marketplace. And we're going to kind of broaden our scope here on some of the new generation of vaccines and what that may mean to you, me, and grandchildren down the road. Also, we're going to be talking about some things that can disrupt our system. And if we have time, we have some other things here we can talk about. But before we get to all that stuff, you know what? This is a first, almost a first. I don't have a quack report today. I know. It's devastating. But we just had issues computer-wise today, and we weren't able to get a report together for you. But have no fear. Have no fear. We're going to – yep. I know the quackers are very disappointed. I am too. I am so bummed about that because the quack report's always fun, you know. Fun. We'll try to make it up to you on Thursday. How's that? But before we get to our segment of empowerment, I want to say a big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting them up in prayer as well as all of America. I'm praying, as you know, for righteous leadership and for the American population to be wise and discerning when it comes to voting this time around. And, I pray that Lord infuse us with a righteous leader, a man of God. You know, if God's will, he can do that. He spoke this entire universe into existence. And if he wants to speak a righteous leader that sits in the White House, then it'll be done. So why don't we hit the knees and seek the Lord's face and ask for that? His will, of course, will be done. But, hey, there's power in prayer. So mind the time. It grows short. I know. I wish I could do a cracker, but I can't. So we're going to move right along into our segment on you and me and the biological marketplace. The scientific community and the pharmaceutical companies have been designing a very different route to vaccinate the masses of people and also animals. So the argument that we are being presented with from science is that with regard to aerosol vaccines, it's going to target a route of infection. An example that they give us is any pulmonary disease, whether it be influenza or tuberculosis, the aerosols are going to be the better way to go. So we're also told by the scientific community that in such instances, the vaccine, by spraying it into the air for people to breathe in, offers
a scientific advantage of permeating the lung tissue or the mucosa with full coverage within just two breaths. Can you imagine being vaccinated within two breaths? Well, I've mentioned this branch of the aerosol vaccines before, but in a broader picture we're going to look at, we're going to shed some more light on this very, what I think, is a disturbing topic indeed. All right, let's look at, you know, I was asking this question today. I'm sitting here in my office and I'm saying, you know, who came up with the idea of, you know, aerosol vaccines? Who's the brainchild behind that? Well, the concept of crop dusting the entire planet with vaccines is the brainchild of Barry Bloom, PhD, Dean of Harvard School of Public Health, and Harvard bioengineers David Edwards and Yongling Wang. So these three came up with the aerosol nanomicroparticle tuberculosis vaccine, or TB vaccine, and currently 100 million children globally get the injectable version of the TB vaccine. Well, you know, I just have a real problem of humanity being sprayed like bugs, you know. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institute of Health, they are in favor of exploring the option of spraying specified populated areas where disease like tuberculosis is a problem. So the World Health Organization stated in 2015 that we have about 8.6 million cases of TB globally, generating 1.3 million deaths. And they also state that there is a mycobacteria of TB. They say that's infected a third of the global population, which can create a 10% risk of a full-blown outbreak of TB. Well, that's what they're saying. Well, let's take a look at this, the Big Pharma TB vaccine here. We're told that it took the pharmaceutical industry 13 years to cultivate the mycobacterium of the tuberculosis vaccine in cattle in order to make the human version of the TB vaccine called the Bacilli Calmette Guerin, or BCG, in 1974. So the industry states that although this vaccine is given to children, it may not offer protection, pulmonary TB protection for adults. And revaccinating is not an option because it increases the risk of adverse events. So therefore, the industry has been, you know, back to the drawing board to come up with a new TB vaccine for children and adults that is, quote, more robust and, quote, offers a strong cell-mediated immune system response. Well, when a vaccine is not fast-tracked past extensive testing, it can take about 5 or more years of expensive efficacy trials before they obtain the approval. So there are two candidates right now for the TB vaccines currently being tested. They're currently in phase two testing in Germany and South Africa, and both contain dangerous recombinant proteins, also called fusion proteins or adjuvants. And adjuvants, if you've been listening to the show, you know that really just means a contaminated vial of vaccine with more bacteria in it. That's what an adjuvant is. So under phase one tests of vaccines, it contained four additional adjuvants or four additional species of bacteria. So you'd be breathing that in. How do you feel about that? Yeah? Well, pharmaceutical scientists testing the vaccine in the serum form through an intramuscular injection state that they were all well tolerated by human subjects. Yeah, but that's the injectable form. So I have to ask myself, does that mean they're just going to put an aerosol form out there saying, well, the injectable form passed? We're going to get to this pulmonary aerosol thing in a minute. All right, so doctors and researchers are trying to design a TB vaccine for tuberculosis for those people that are already also infected with the TB pathogen. Okay, because it's long been understood in medicine that if you have the TB pathogen in your body, you should not get a tuberculosis vaccine due to the risk of what they call Koch phenomenon, which means death by TB vaccine. So when they think they've gotten around this risk, they also plan on making a TB vaccine for HIV patients, too. God, help us. Well, you know, it's a real milestone when your vaccine takes flight, you know? From vial syringe to airplane carbo bay, I guess. Since TB is an infection normally breathed into the lungs from a contaminated droplet coughed out by someone who has tuberculosis, they say the aerosol vaccine seems to be a good idea. So therefore, the primary route for this infection is the pulmonary and infects the lungs, okay? And scientists are theorizing that an aerosol tuberculosis vaccine would be more efficient than the serum injectable kind. That's their theory. Well, let's look at some of the costs of this stuff. There was a report in the Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. It stated that the global vaccine market is in the billions of dollars, billions. And the World Health Organization reports, they actually confirmed that in 2016, the vaccines are going to net $56 billion for the pharmaceutical industry. So depending on the production method for making a vaccine, it could significantly influence the cost. Now, according to research, the aerosol versions of the vaccines don't require trained medical personnel, professionals, to administer them. I guess any co-pilot will do. But, therefore, you know, facilitating some, deployment of the aerosol vaccine really is going to depend on, I guess, the size of the population. That's going to dictate how they're going to aerosol it to you. Facilitating deployment of vaccines could be either by an airplane, like a crop duster, or maybe some other plane, or maybe it needs to be, you know, delivered individually by, a drone, or maybe one of those small nebulizers like the asthma patients use. Yeah? That's what they've been doing with the flu vaccine, the aerosol kind. It's through a little nebulizer. Now, the aerosol vaccines, these versions, offer the pharmaceutical companies potential savings with regard to field testing in the animals and human variety. Also, the distribution is not as expensive. It's more economical. The powdered versions, the aerosol versions of vaccines, don't need refrigeration. They're transported in much lighter weight containers compared to the serum version that would need to be refrigerated in glass vials. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Gregory Poland. He's Vaccine Research Group Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. He says this: to be able to administer a vaccine with an aerosol is cheaper, faster, and more acceptable to children. No sharp injury, end of quote. Oh, yeah, the kids don't like needles. You know, just on the count of three, I want you to take a deep breath. That's all they have to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then they get the little, you know, Mickey Mouse sticker, and they get to go home. Well, let's talk about safety concerns on the aerosol vaccines. We haven't talked about this before. This is just going to blow your mind. I know it blew mine. Well, I wasn't surprised, really, because when I dig, I find such hideous stuff in medicine. I just got to pray over it and ask the Lord for help. Okay, so scientific research has exposed a safety concern on the aerosol delivery of vaccines. So there seems to be a problem when vaccines are delivered to the body through the intranasal route. Now, since 2009, they've known this. The scientific community and the pharmaceutical companies have known since 2009 that using aerosol vaccines, which are genetically altered, or they use mutant agents, called cytokines, For instance, they'll use a genetically modified E. coli as an adjuvant, and that's called a mutant psychotine. So are you sitting on the edge of your seat yet? What happens when they do that? When it's delivered through aerosol, it causes facial paralysis. It's known as Bell's palsy syndrome. Okay? It was reported in Polo S1 and PubMed publications in 2009. So this occurred when using the aerosol version of the flu vaccine called nasal flu. The aerosol vaccines with adjuvants are called heat-liable toxins in the industry. Wow, that's nice. Up your nose with a heat-liable toxin. Let's just line up for that one. Sounds so inviting, doesn't it? Oh, I mean, the facial paralysis also occurred when testing the aerosol HIV and the tuberculosis versions. Those poor people, right? Who they tested that on. It's probably not an American. I bet you it's somebody in Africa or India. That's where they test everything. So scientists state they don't know why the paralysis happens. Right. They do so. So, however, research continues in the developing of aerosol vaccines. They're right now developing an aerosol measles vaccine, which we're told is much stronger than the injectable version. So the aerosol measles vaccine has been tested on herds of animals, we're told, with great success. So the aerosol measles vaccine has been tested in South Africa and on Mexican school children, declaring it to be safe. Uh-huh. Well, who declared it? Well, the pharmaceutical researchers did. The FDA didn't. They don't test the thing. Right? Your doctor didn't. He didn't test anything. The AMA didn't. They don't test anything either. Right? So the pharmaceutical companies making these live pathogen aerosol vaccines, especially influenza vaccine, it's called Lavvib, have received new licensing for next year's flu season. Coming up soon. So they are seeking licensing for the TB aerosol vaccine after testing it on mice, pigs, guinea pigs, and monkeys. So testing shows that aerosol vaccines penetrate into your blood system faster than the serum injections. Well, of course it is. It's right into the pulmonary. And the pulmonary takes things and puts it right into the blood system. That's how it works. Now, autopsies on animals given the vaccine shows that TB bacteria are in the lungs and the spleen. So this alone should give anyone pause because an aerosol is the fastest way to poison, infect, and change cell DNA. So, however, the industry has their sights set on a whole new generation of aerosol vaccines for every disease, including heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. I bet you somewhere down the line there'll be an aerosol vaccine for people that are pack rats. You know, people like to can't want cancer throw anything away. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's right up there. It's right up there. Now, there is a measles aerosol vaccine on being tested. It's in trial right now. According to an April 2015 article of Forbes magazine, they reported on a trial using the aerosol measles vaccine on 2,000 school children in India. The study published in the New England Journal of Medicine reported that the aerosol vaccine did not work as well as the serum version, but specifics on adverse events were not listed. Well, we've heard about the, you know, fraud in the studies in these journals, so we got to take it all with a grain of salt. Well, you know, this is basically just the tip of the vaccine iceberg, really. According to Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, the pediatric vaccine marketplace is just the beginning. Now, that attention has been turned to the, quote, overlooked vaccine care for adults. Going to make that an issue. According to their report, the vaccine industry is one of the biggest growing industries in the pharmaceutical industry, even though the news outlets say otherwise. So, for instance, the industry grew by 11% in 2015, selling nearly $28 billion in vaccine product. According to the Global Health Vaccine Center on Innovation and the Disease Research Institute, it cost about $500 million to bring a vaccine to market. Therefore, the vaccine industry is looking for cheaper, faster ways to make vaccine products. And financial experts state that the vaccine sector of the pharmaceutical industry showed a revenue growth overall of 10 times the other products produced by pharmaceuticals. 10 times. So the projected growth for vaccine products is expected to expand at an annual rate of 7.6% through 2022. Well, in order to do that, you got to vaccinate everything that breathes, no matter what age, whether on two legs, four legs, hobbling along with a cane, in a wheelchair. You know, so the vaccine machine treats both human and animal at a currently 56.6% of the vaccines, though, are for kids. Okay. So the pharmaceutical industry hopes to make the adult vaccine marketplace as lucrative as the pediatric one. Now, in Africa and India and other poor countries, vaccines are tested, and now the vaccine projects are to really blanket entire communities with these vaccines, these aerosols. And no doubt, villagers who are uncooperative are not really going to have a choice when it comes to the aerosol vaccines dropped by plane. Really, they're not. So the next phase for the influenza and the pneumonia vaccines is to go to mass population aerosol, and much of this will be sponsored by government funding. Now, specific controls are going to be lost with this mass treatment, as the aerosol is going to treat everybody. It doesn't care if you're already been vaccinated or not. Think about that. That's so, well, malpractice doesn't even touch it, you know? Well, and, you know, we've heard about these college kids, right? These college kids. Do I have time, Frank? Do we have to go to break? Ah, I have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about these college kids, you know, that go to college, get vaccinated, get the disease. What's up with that? I'm going to come back and tell you in a minute. Be right back.
She asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704 875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and I promise to tell you about these college kids we hear about. You know, they have to have these vaccines, these boosters, in order to live on campus now. So I'm trying to think of the ones they have to have. Tuberculosis is one, and not the rabies one, but the other one where you get lockjaw. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, can't think of it. Anyway, so you have to get a few of them and before you can be allowed to live on campus. And so then all of a sudden these kids come down with all these pathogens, and they do have to have booster shots on their childhood, usually, vaccines. Yeah, tetanus. Thank you, Frank. That's what I was thinking of, tetanus. So they have to have these booster shots and be up to date and blah, blah, blah. So, and we've heard about the numerous reports of disease outbreaks on college campuses involving the students that have already been vaccinated against the disease that they're coming down with. Well, guess what? According to Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, the vaccine industry has an explanation for that. Want to hear? Oh, yeah. They report that a series of comorbidites, such as asthma, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, gastrointestinal disease, hypertension, sleeping disorders, and obesity are said to reduce the effectiveness of the vaccine. A study by Baylor College of Medicine in Texas reported that overweight or obese students impede the effectiveness of the vaccines because the needles on the syringe are not long enough. They don't penetrate deep enough. Too much fat, apparently. And blame it on the student. Oh, well, you can decide if you want to believe all that. I certainly don't. But here's what you're not told. The fact is that tuberculosis is now drug resistant. So if you contract it naturally or from a tuberculosis vaccine, you will have few options with modern medicine. So there are, however, some very powerful medicinal herbs that inhibit the tuberculosis bacteria. I'm going to tell you about them. Not only do they inhibit this bacteria, but they also strengthen and heal the respiratory system. So these herbs promote an expulsion of the mucus secretions from the lungs and therefore helps to remove the pathogen, the bacterial infection. So the herbs are echinacea root, comfrey root, slippery elm, mullein, chickweed, marshmallow root, and lobelia. So personally, I'm not getting aerosoled. I'm going to ask God's holy protection from the aerosols because we can do only what we can do. So we're going to have to ask the Lord for some supernatural protection. And Psalms 91 is that prayer. So I want you to get your Bibles out and pray that. And you want God to hide you under the shadow of his wings and to be your shield and buckler and to protect you from the pestilence. Right? And all manner of disease, right? And see, when you read God's words back to him, it has power. His words never come back void, right? So I pray that, and I also use God's herbs for the healing of the nations here for the service of man, according to Psalms 104:14, and God cannot lie. So if you're looking for protection from various pathogens, including influenza, tuberculosis, even Ebola, then you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the pandemic kit and they have a power herb kit, as well as formulas like the gentian root, which inhibits the Ebola pathogen. They also have lobelia for, it's in their pneumonia kit, and that helps eradicate congestion, mucosa, infection from the lungs. They have the echinacea root formulas. They have the mullein, the slippery elm, the marshmallow root. They have it all right there. So all medicinal herbs work with your human immune system, not against it. So that's a plus. So if you want to give them a call, you can to order or to request a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277 for international, or visit them online at ThePowerHerbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Now, I want you to take advantage of their Father's Day special. You'll save 15%. On orders of $65 or more. And the code is on the homepage, but it's MyDad16. If you want to put it in the shopping cart or use it when you order over the phone, you can mention it. You can put it on your mail order form. And I want you to hurry, though, because that offer expires on the 20th. So on June 20th, that is going bye-bye. All right. So you have tools, you have options, you have powerful options. In the form of medicinal herbs, nutrition, supercharge the immune system, help it make more macrophages and killer T cells to eradicate infection quickly. I like to use the ginseng herbs with my powerful immune boosting herbs as a synergistic layering power effect because the ginsengs help your organs that filter out the pathogens out of the system quick. It just hyperdrives that whole process, and you get over what you're sick with faster. So if you're interested, look at the My Three Amigos pack on their website. It has that synergistic action. It has three formulas. It's really good nip it in the bud thing. So whatever ails you, that's awesome to have. All right, we're going to be talking about organoids. Anybody know what an organoid is? Well, there are many organs. They're grown in labs. And they represent a part of an organ like your brain or your intestine or prostate, maybe a kidney or a thyroid gland or even a liver or a retina. Yeah. So researchers are designing and growing these organs for medical research. And we're told for, you know, to have a better understanding of disease like autism and schizophrenia. Now, last year, coming up August, it'll be a year, they reported that Stanford University had several little balls of what appeared to be these white fleshy things floating in dishes, and they represented mini brains. So there's this rumor that the scientists were working on building a small fetal brain. However, there's really no journal articles that confirm that. So the goal of the organoid scientist is to manufacture organs from human tissue into transplantable organs. So the organoid tissues are also being used for testing drugs rather than using animals. So, however, the lab animals will not be abandoned entirely because science is already, you know, says there's enough of them available, they're readily available, and they don't have to wait for the lab to cultivate some sort of replacement tissue to test on. So the University of San Diego, California, is using this organoid technique with chimpanzee cells, and they're growing chimp brains, chimpanzee brains. Now, since 2013, science has used these organoids to build lab-created kidneys, pancreas, and even intestines. So we're going to take a peek at this and see what the impact is on future healthcare. I mean, there's a lot we do to really, you know, wear out and destroy organs. And I think if we just were a little bit more diligent, we probably wouldn't have to have a replacement organ. Let's see. This is a quote by Arnold Craigstein, MD, Biomedical Research University of California, San Francisco. He says, organoids are poised to make a major impact on the understanding of disease and also human development, end of quote. Human development. I'm like, I'm reading that and I'm going, are they going to just grow a human in the lab? Is that what they're going to do? Well, it's really no surprise that science thinks it can improve on the human being. And according to research, the human body has many different kinds of cells. For instance, the skin cell is different than the brain cell, but they all have similar DNA strands. However, in 2012, researchers discovered a way to take any cell from the human body and convert that cell into what they want it to be, to craft an organ, and they could switch on and off certain genes within that tissue. So that way, when the cell begins to develop, it is essentially a stem cell. It's blank slate. They can make it what it wants to be. And scientists will then influence that cell with chemical signals to guide its development into the organ that they want. So this research has advanced from cells growing flat in a dish to three-dimensional shapes, which means that the cells organize themselves through chemical communication. So stem cells that start out flat in a dish soon form this round blob, slowly resembling a human brain. Crazy, huh? Well, here's a quote from Martin Coeth, PhD, neuroscience and chemist of the Cognition Institute, Plymouth University of the UK. He goes to say, any technique that gives us something like a brain that we can modify, work on, and watch as it develops has to be exciting. But just how exciting will depend on the results it produces. Well, this is true. I mean, what are they? What's their intent? And you know, I just think life throws curveballs. So what they think the path they're going down may not be where they want to be. Well, according to the researchers, Madeline Lancaster of the Medical Research Council Laboratory of Molecule Biology in Cambridge, England, all these white fleshy balls, about 400 of them, can you imagine stepping into a laboratory and seeing 400 of these things floating around? Ugh. Anyway, she says they're floating in dishes in the lab, and they all resemble different parts of a brain. So it's not all one brain in each dish. They call them mini brains, and the scientists will connect the different brain parts to each other, and they will communicate. However, according to researcher Lancaster, the communication is not how a normal brain communicates. Oh, do tell, right? You know, God has a few little secrets in his creation. So she compared it to an analogy of an airplane put together improperly and is unable to fly. So scientists are going to build a full human brain in the lab, and they think it's just a matter of time. Presently, the part of the brain that they have almost had success growing is the largest part, called the cerebral cortex. And this area of the brain, we find your higher functions of thought. So typically, there are four parts or lobes to a cerebral cortex. There's the frontal lobe, the parietal lobe, the occipital lobe, and the temporal lobe. And in these lobes, you'll find our language skills, our information processing center, the motor skill area, the vision and speech. And, you know, in other words, the cerebral cortex allows humans to solve problems, have emotion, complete their thoughts, have coordination and varied movement, voluntary and involuntary. And also to have, you know, information processed, you know, from sight, sound, smells, touch, and the speech articulation center. So currently scientists have not overcome the obstacle of taking the brain that are floating around in these little dishes to the next level because they lack a blood supply to the tissue. I mean, this just sounds so freakish to me. I mean, it sounds like the makings of a Halloween movie, doesn't it? So they need a blood supply. So these cerebral, well, I mean, why doesn't one of these, you know, scientists step up and say, you know, just hook me up, take the blood out of my arm. I'll volunteer. Mm-hmm. Well, these cerebral organoid brains do grow into what science calls a primitive state. Really? A primitive state. However, when scientists overcome this ethical problem of manufacturing a full human brain, they still need to find a way to implant memory and human consciousness. Oh, you know, I want to see a show of hands in the lab of someone who wants to, you know, replace God's part in creation there, the consciousness part, you know, the part where you are connected to the creator. Yeah. Can you imagine how this is going to come out? I can imagine a whole lot of nonsense. Okay, so they feel that, you know, they can do this better than God, basically. And however, without God's blessing, any functioning of this organoid blob of white tissue floating around to resemble a human brain, any man-made brain, I think it's going to produce a very different outcome than what they think. Here's a quote from Arnold Craigstein again, MD, Biomedical Research, University of California, San Francisco. He says, "No one would have thought 10 years ago we'd be able to do what we do now. Another 10 or 20 years down the road, I have no idea how far along this will be." End of quote. Huh. It can be hideous. Let's put it that way. Well, let's look at some of the new drugs. The organoids are also being used to test new drugs and how human tissue reacts to the medication. So in the Netherlands and the United States and the UK, they are testing new cancer drugs on organoid tissue. Well, folks, without a blood supply, how good is this testing going to be? Right? Organoids are speeding up drug research, they say, by bringing a gap between screening compounds to clinical trials, just, you know, getting rid of that gap. So in other words, according to the Journal of Advanced Drug Delivery Review, the organoids can help drug manufacturers make drugs to target organs. They attempt to precisely measure how toxic the drug will be to that particular organ, like your liver, your digestive tract, et cetera, before it even is given to a conventional human for trial. So who knows? Organoids may make human trials irrelevant down the road. However, some scientists think that drug testing in vitro with organoids can create biomimicking and does not offer the same environment as in the human condition, so they won't be accurately predicting the effects of the drugs. I agree with that part. So they say refinement is needed to secure consistency. Got to refine those human brain blobs floating in the dish now. And science has also taken certain primitive organoid tissue and transplanted it into mice, where it develops, matures, and with, they say, no rejection response. So in scientific research, the cost of testing new drugs, kind of expensive. So when they use the lab animals, they probably need about 50,000 mice to test about 1,000 drug compounds. But if they used organoids, they can test about 1,000 drug compounds in just one mouse. Huh. Wow, that mouse is going to be loaded full of toxins, isn't it? Cumulative effect, poor mousey poo. I tell you. Well, let's look at the robot reveal, because another area of technology that is progressing quickly is the development of robots. So revealing information is coming from Japan, where they are, you know, making swift headway in the manufacture of life-like robots. So the robots have artificial skin that kind of feels real to the touch, has a temperature of 98.6 degrees. The robots have advanced facial expression and can blink with their eyes, and they have tracking eye movement. And whoever they are talking to, you know, it sounds like you're talking to somebody. It's not like, you know, it's not like Jeff Dunham's mannequin, you know. It's a little bit more sophisticated than that. So, I'm sorry, but yeah. Yeah, it's a far step from Walter, isn't it? So in Japan, it's quite possible that their science will one day outfit their robots with organoids, making them as human as possible. Have artificial intelligence that's not so artificial, right? It's a real human tissue brain. It's a carbonized cell brain, you know, and of course, with that, guess what else comes along? The legal sector that says, well, then they're human, so they have rights. Uh-huh. No birth certificate, but rights. Okay. So with the advance of technology, you're going to have some real human robots down the road. Just because it walks and talks like a human really doesn't make it one. Not one with a conscience, anyway. Well, here's a quote from Norwegian peer review journal Elsevier International Review. They say there are suggestions that in the future, multiple organoids could be combined to create a complex system, a human in a dish, if you will. End of quote. A human in a dish. Aha. Uh-huh. I don't know. Should I order chopsticks with that? Human in a dish. I'm sorry. I have to go there because it's just so ridiculous to me. So we've got this whole human biology revolution going on. A way to guard against needing spare parts, I think, is to avoid tissue damage in the first place. You know, watch the medications that can weaken the organs and, you know, and kill them actually with poisons and toxins. You know, these things corrupt. And a lot of times these drugs corrupt tissue that you were born with. So modern medicine would have you believe that, you know, hey, don't worry, replacement organs are just a blessing away, no big deal. Well, yeah, with the Affordable Care Act, it is a big deal because they are picking and choosing with strict guidelines whether you qualify for organ transplant. I know of such a person who is this side of renal failure needing dialysis and applied for transplant barely 60 years old and was turned down because the person didn't walk fast enough from point A to point B. Yeah, something like that. Can just totally denied a body part right there. So then what? That's the coup de grace, isn't it? It's your wake-up call. Then what? Well, if you do get an organ, yes, they can extend life, but at what cost, right? With regards to human beings, replacement parts are not the same as your original part. It's a kind of like some of the modules that they put in cars and they need to be programmed to the car or the VIN number or it won't work right. Well, then you have to take in your human body, you have to take, you know, immune suppressant drugs because the body's rejecting the organ part that's not yours. The gene DNA is not a match. So it is a close match, but not exactly. So the immune system attacks it. So you're going to be on immune system drugs for the rest of your life. So I'm sure modern medicine is going to promote it all as a benefit. You know, you want to avoid the organ rejection. Transplants are very advanced now. You have nothing to fear. You know, a natural heart can beat over 3.3 million times if you live to be 80. Will the organoid heart offer such longevity, or will patients have to take out a rider policy on it? Think about it. Where's the warranty? Well, you know, I read all these reports, and I think that, you know, I think the science world has lost its mind, to be honest. How far do we want to take modern convenience and, you know, just swap out body parts? You know, I envision a drive-through, you know, that where you could just order body parts. You know, supersize it, won't you? Please? So I believe, you know, the way of refusing to acknowledge God exists is in control. I think it's rebellion. I think it's just a slap in God's face to do all this. And I know some people have no choice, but if we had a choice to stay healthy and prevent the damage in the first place, then we did have choices. We did have choices. So I say do what you can. Be diligent to protect the organs you have. Do your organ cleansing to remove the impurities that can weaken the tissue. And the folks that are experts in that are Apothecary Herbs. They do have a full line of organ cleansing products. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog. And don't forget, Father's Day special now through the 20th, save 15%. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time. I'll be back Thursday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.